The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about you, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Let's ride! Players Lounge!
What's up?
Tuesday!
What's up with that?
Tuesday! Barry Church, yeah, former Cowboys safety. Yeah. Hecma Harrison, his UNT North Texas team rolling right now. It's the K-State Wildcats rolling right now. Mm-hmm. LSU national champion, Danny McCray, challenge champion. We got him here for a few more seconds. Then he's going to be off to the world. Doing his thing.
Whatever they call me, baby. I'm out of here.
Qualifier. That's what I'm going to call you.
Okay. Got your passport ready.
Oh, yeah. That's all you got. Number of stamps.
International McCray.
I love it.
Keep hyping it up.
I love it.
MTV Cribs going by church house.
Do us a favor. Don't be the first one out, please.
Come on, man. Don't put that pressure on me.
Was Alan Ball the first?
Yeah, he wasn't first. He was early, though.
He got up out of there quick.
How many black folks in this one?
Him? I don't know nothing about it.
You know? Timothy Thomas.
So if it's two, you got a good shot of not being. trying to keep that diversity number up there.
It's October in the name of horror movies. Yeah. You know where the brothers always get it first.
Well, they changed it. Now it's like, well, we got to get them to last a little longer than we normally use. We can't kill them right out of the gate.
Just so y'all know,
credits rolling.
CBS in 2020 did an initiative where it's 50% BIPOC, so 50% of the cast have to be people of color. All right, so it's going to be more than two all the time.
Okay.
Unless it's just me and somebody else on the show.
Right. Better chance to win that month.
Anyway, to answer our producer Chris's, yeah, I think Danny's going to be okay for the first cut, so be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Don't jinx me, bro.
The first thing, they're going to do a hall brawl the first time, and everybody's like, no, I don't want Danny.
I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jerry Jones, Tuesday, 8:30, on the radio, 105.3 The Fan, and he was asked about Dak Prescott and his ability to play. And he said, right now, his grip's not well enough to play. Grip meaning the football. He can't grip it and rip it, which is what we have said right here on this show, okay, on this podcast. One reason why he listens to Players Lounge, we sit up here, we tell it like it is the way we see it. And all of us have talked about, hey, man, it's not just playing. It's also getting that football, being able to grip the football, rip the football. And Jerry Jones basically came out today and confirmed what we've said. What he did not say is that Dak is not going to play against the Rams this week. Mike McCarthy said yesterday, hey, I need to see a full week of practice. Mm-hmm. Right now, and we'll go around the table, I think it's Cooper Rush starting this Sunday against the Rams.
Me too. After what I saw last night.
Oh.
I mean, I think we can go in there and get Cooper Rush another win and keep his undefeated record up there.
That's fine.
Right. It'd be four. I saw some things from the Rams that I'm sure Jerry and Mike McCarthy and all those guys, they saw the same thing and said, hey, man, I think we got a shot to go here and win another game with the people that we have available right now. Why rush Dak back and risk further injury when we are still rolling as a team? Yep. Jerry Jones said it himself. He expecting only to stay afloat, right? So he playing with house money right now, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I think Cooper Rush will be the starter this Sunday.
No, house money is an understatement, and Cooper Rush has shown you that he's adequate enough to run this offense. They've already said that they're not holding anything back. They're giving him the litany of plays that he could decipher audible out of. We saw him do that a few times, but, I mean, let's just keep it real, right? Nobody believed that Dak was going to be back in 3 weeks after breaking his thumb.
Correct.
I mean, contrary to popular belief, nobody's falling for that. And I think for Dak, as much as I don't know how much of the criticism is or the chirping is getting to him, he's got to feel like, I've got to come back and be 100%. And if everything is going, our defense is playing the way that it is, and our offense is maybe it ain't floating to the way that I'm going to have it flowing, but we're making it out of these games, especially these NFC, and these are big games when you win them in the NFC because it comes down to seeding in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can get these victories and I can come back, and my thing has always been after the bye week, he'll be 100% healthy after the bye week. And I'm sure he may try and rush back by Philly, but I just think his health is foremost in this situation, especially with the investment that they've made.
Yeah, without a doubt, I'm with all both of you guys. I mean, look, there's no reason to rush this guy back. Like you guys said, we're rolling right now with house money. And if you look at the NFC as a total, I mean, who's really blowing this whole division away? I mean, I'm talking about outside of the NFC East. You know, who are you looking at to be like, man, we got to catch up to those guys?
So you
got time for Dak Prescott to come back. And I'd like to see him come back after the bye, you know, fully healthy, ready to roll. Would I like to see him against Philly? Yeah, but, I mean, there's no reason to rush him back because, like you said, we got playing with house money right now. Cooper Rush is doing an amazing job with Kellen Moore, whatever they got going on, this little buddy-buddy thing they got going on. They're doing a great job of basically having that game plan tailor-fit to what Cooper Rush can do well. And he's doing an amazing job of basically performing a great job at the job he's supposed to be doing. So what's going on? Uh-oh.
Two things. What is going on with your mic?
Man, you see me out here.
You just going to come in here. He got gold all that. We talk all this stuff, talking about book the business, man. Come out here with gold sprints.
Gold everything, man. That's what I do. Gold all of my stats. Trinidad James, man.
Man.
Don't believe me, just
but ain't no reason to rush him back.
Listen,
ain't no reason.
And two, now,
only took him 6 minutes in the show to notice.
I'm just saying, look at him. The only thing I don't agree with is I would like to see Dak Prescott play against Philly.
Like, I would like to see that. I think that is going to be a very important game to where you probably going to need to win that if you, based on seeding and who may win the division and then wild card and all that stuff. You don't want to pull a bad matchup in the first round of the playoffs, all right? The reason that you try to get that number one seed, that bye, is so you don't have to worry about all that fuss in the first round. We didn't want to see San Francisco in the first round. Nobody wanted to see them in the first round. We just so happened to be the team to pull that, even though we had a good record, all right? So I think it's a very important game. If he's able to be healthy and do everything that he needs to do, then he needs to play. And the reason that I say that is because the only reason that they're going to let him go out there is if Britt Brown and those guys say that he's okay. So I believe if he's out there, then he's 100% healthy.
I know what you said.
Off 20 off the bus. I don't know. You better ask for Dak Prescott to be in that game.
20
off the bus.
Before the door opens to the airplane.
He's still on it, huh? You're going to just double down. You got to respect your opponent.
It doesn't have anything. How many victories do we have over our NFC East opponents in the last couple of years? And I believe that right now, with the schedule that the Eagles have had, the Boo Eagles have had, nobody's just like they tell us, oh, you just beat Washington. All right, well, you just beat Jacksonville.
We beat them by 15, though.
I understand.
Not 20.
I get it. But for all the talk about Philly being this juggernaut and the best team in the NFL, I just don't buy it. And I think that, you know, pretty soon their carriage is going to turn back to a pumpkin, and it'll be 2 weeks.
Sounds like denial.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not. I'm just telling you what it is. I mean, I stand up.
They got a good running team. They play good defense. They ranked up there with us when it comes to defense. I mean,
They're getting after the quarterback.
You got a two-headed monster with Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts back there in the backfield. You got receivers. I'm not saying they're better than us. I'm just saying I'm going to show them some respect when it's time for us to play them, and I hope that we have all
hands
on deck at that time.
Is that first game here or in Philly?
Everybody except Tyrus Mills.
Philly? It's in Philly, too?
It's in Philly.
You got the Cowboys 20 points better than Philadelphia.
No, at halftime.
Off the plane.
Yeah, off the plane. So not just 20. It's not like you're talking 40.
They off the sticks. No, as soon as they come on, they off the sticks.
Off, let's go.
I need a bet. I need a bet.
We already got a bet.
We got a bet for the end of the season. This 20 off the plane thing. I don't bomb, dog.
I mean, I really believe that a lot of this is fool's gold that we put into Philly right now. I'm telling you, what you seeing and what you telling me about Philly, dog, you know what? This reminds me, dog. Did you watch Miami Vice back in the day?
Yes, sir.
You remember Crockett and Tubbs? Crockett and Tubbs. Yep, let me tell you.
Everything I said.
Crockett
and Tubbs. Very shirt.
Miami Vice back in the day, coolest show I ever watched, man. And when I was a little kid, I used to love this show. I used to talk to my mom about this show, man. I loved it so much. And then I seen Tubbs one day on the show because they were undercover cops. And he tested some drugs on the. And I said, Mama, he a cop. He can't do that. And my mom said, baby, those are not real. That's prop drugs. That's prop dope. That's what Jalen Hurts is. He prop dope. The drug dogs won't even bark.
All
if you get pulled
you,
over,
you know who you remind me of. You watch props. Did you watch Martin?
Real.
Did you watch Martin?
No, of course I
you,
did.
You Martin right now, no, when he went in there and get Tommy to hit man hurts and they're talking all that mess.
No,
I'm
that's
just
not,
telling.
That's not me.
Up. Yeah,
I don't want no more, baby. You tripping.
That's not even
real. You tripping. Man, get it, man, some credit.
That's not even real.
Jalen Hurts is playing.
I'm telling you right now, that's not even real. If they pull you over, they'll let you go. You go through the airplane with him. Go through the airport with him. The dogs won't even bark.
I want to say this right now. I'm not in agreement with what Heckman's saying. Okay, I'm not in agreement.
That's not a real deal.
I think it's gonna be a good game, and I believe that Jalen Hurts is the real deal.
I'm not gonna let you besmirch the frat like that.
That ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all gotta. At some point, you gotta put a line in the ground on that man.
Playing ball at a high level. Hey. And you talk about that 20 points, but you said what you said. I mean,
I said what I said.
What was you drinking when you said it?
No, I was right here. I was drinking Aquafina when I was right here.
Aquafina with what? What's the Cowboys vodka sponsor? Because I might have been in there.
Nah, man. Y'all can't draw the line. I'm drawing the line right now. I said what I said. The dogs won't bark.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm confident in you in that.
What do you want me to ask? Do you want me to call this man?
The big briefcase going to do it.
The bazooka.
The bazooka going to do it.
Let's put some Tostitos behind it.
And dip.
And queso.
Now, I want some soda. I want some soda.
And I want y'all to remember all your mouth right now, because I want you to bring all 32 teeth of your teeth back in here after we up by 20. Okay, because I want it to be the same energy.
It's only a week away from today, right?
Okay. Wow. Prop dope. Wow. I'm actually going back and forth with a guy on some stuff that be saying crazy stuff don't make no sense. No validity behind it, don't make no sense. We ain't scored barely 20 points all season.
D-Mac.
We're going to score 20 points.
D-Mac.
And beat
off the rim.
We winning that one.
I didn't say we wasn't going to win.
No.
There's a big difference between
winning by 20.
Yeah. we coming back with that dub. Okay? Mm-hmm. We coming back with that dub.
Based
on this defense.
Just on defense.
Based on the Dan Quinn that you can't let out the building. Based off of everything that you're talking about. Based off of Kellen Moore.
Defense going now, right?
He's been the only one that what?
He's been hyping him up.
Come on.
He's been with him.
What you saying?
Who was he?
My advice.
No, I'm saying when everybody went with Cincinnati.
Oh,
he was
the
only one that was saying this is because of this defense. Hey, I'm just saying. He's the only one that's been doing
it. Has he ever gone against the Cowboys?
No.
He's sticking with it.
Before we get off of this, let's all be clear on this. The only reason that the other three people on the show were off the Cowboys train was because of Kellen Moore. Not because we didn't believe in the defense. Yeah. Well, we said that we thought that Cooper Rush was going to come in and they were going to then try to keep the same Dak Prescott, and we weren't sure he was going to stick to the run. Not because of the team, but because of how the plays were going to be getting called.
If you put the kaleidoscope on it, it don't shine. I'm trying to tell y'all being fooled right now, man. Y'all got the real deal right here. Why don't y'all just stay with it, man, and stop what you're saying? You act like I ain't on nothing but the Cowboys. And here's the thing about this, though. What you need to understand, I watch a lot of football, dog. This ain't – you want to call it a fanboy. This. Dog, I watch a whole lot of football from college to all this football that I have to watch to be in here with y'all. I know what I'm saying, dog. I'm telling you, our defense is that good.
You watched all that football and said that we're going to beat them boys by 20 based on our defense?
No. I'm telling you, based off of all this hype that they're getting, that they ain't that good, dog. They ain't as good as you're trying to tell me that they are. I'm high side,
The Commanders
– hold up. I'm high side, but I still don't believe that they that. And when I say he a prop gun, he prop though, he ain't that.
I'm just saying the Commanders ain't that good either. We ain't beat them by 20. I'm just saying let's be fair in the assessment of the team. Okay. Even if you don't think they world beaters, let's say they average.
Okay.
We ain't beat the average teams by 20.
I understand that. Like I said, it's all gamesmanship. I don't have no respect for Philly at all. I don't like them as a fan base. I don't like them as a city. The Liberty Bell can go to hell. All of that, man.
You like Kevin Hart?
I don't even like Kevin Hart.
Rocky Balboa. They all out.
Apollo Creek Club of Lane.
I was with Club of Lane the whole time. No cheese. No, he don't like cheese steak. He don't like nothing that got to do with it. I know.
Throw it all away.
I feel you, man.
You know what, man? If they don't win by 20, you're going to eat some tasty cakes on these.
Man, ain't no tasty cakes.
Right now, we got a chance. If the Cowboys don't win by 20, because you said they're going to be up 20.
man. I said what I said.
I even be fair and say they don't even got to win by 20. They just have to be up by 20 at some point in the game.
At some point. That ain't going to
happen. Cowboy Nation. We in?
Cowboy Nation.
We good?
Cowboy Nation, I said what I said.
Are we good with that?
Cowboy Nation, I said what I said.
I know you said what you said. All right, that's the bet.
Put your cake where your mouth is.
All right, I said what I said.
If the Cowboys are not up by 20, you're going to have to eat a tasty cake.
What is a tasty cake,
It's like Philadelphia's version of Twinkies and Ho-Hos. They got that one little kind of like thing like that. So it's like, that's what it is.
But if we win the game, I ain't nothing. What you talking about? You ain't putting me up on something like what you mean.
You're not listening to what we say. First off, you the one talking this cash. So if you're going to talk this cash, all I'm saying.
We up by 20.
What we say. Okay.
So
if they're not up by 20 in the game, I want you to eat.
So if we beat them by 20, what you going
to
eat?
What you want us to do?
Well, look here.
What you want?
Cowboys,
Let's make a contract.
Right now.
Let's make a contract.
It's a lot of smoke. It's a lot of smoke. And I'm with all of it.
Let's make a contract right now.
You know what?
I put an offer. We made the offer. Is there an acceptance on your part?
You know what I am, dog. Okay. I'm with you.
I like you. I like
you on that. Bring the tasty cake. Bring the tasty cake. I ain't gonna eat it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm talking about because we're gonna be. We're going to beat them by 20. I already said what I said.
Right. You got to figure out what they're going to eat if they do get up by 20. You got to figure out what they're going to eat.
You too.
You out?
What you mean? I'm in there.
Okay. Don't make it
a goal all in my chain.
Prop dope.
Trinidad.
Okay. All right. I'll text you a couple things. Taste the cake to see what you'd like to have.
Y'all already know what time it is. Crockett and Tubbs. I said what I said.
Sunday night game, too, huh?
Yes, it is on NBC5.
Prime time.
Yes. Okay, hold on. It's 2:15, 2:16.
It is.
My mom said, baby, that ain't real, baby. That's not real.
This tasty cake going to be real. You mean gobbling up this Philly tasty cake?
Man, you talking about
that dub. Just downplaying Jalen Hurts and all.
That's what dog team
Miles
like that.
Miles Sanders.
Let's hit our first break.
We're going to talk about the Rams or what?
It's only Tuesday.
Right. When we come back, we'll talk about Sunday's opponents.
There we go.
Why Dan Quinn should feel real good after what happened last night on Monday Night Football with Barry Church, Heckman Harrison, Danny McCrabb, and Luis Gross. This is Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves. Shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Live music fans head to the Star of Frisco on Wednesday, October 26th, for a brand new monthly concert series, Sounds of the Star, featuring the spectacular Southern soul band Prophets and Outlaws. The concert kicks off at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. For more information, visit thestarandfrisco.com.
Boy, hey,
I got some cheeseburgers.
I got these cheeseburgers, man.
He said, "You pushing?
Hey, I'm over there like
you pushing?"
Next thing you know, you're like, "Go here."
You pushing?
You gonna throw that question out?
Y'all got it. Y'all take it.
Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. Barry Church, Heckma Harrison, Danny McCray, Nui Scruggs. All right.
Oh man.
So Jerry Jones said on his show, he needs Dak can't grip the football right now, so we are anticipating, as we talked about Monday before Jerry said this, Cooper Rush one more time. Okay, yep. Going to ride with Cooper Rush against Rams. Yesterday, if you watch Monday Night Football like me, you said, I think they can go out here and get this game because the Rams' offensive line is probably worse than the Commanders' offensive line. Seven sacks given up by that Rams' offensive line. One interception of Matthew Stafford. By the way, D'Amico Ryans need to be somebody head coach.
Yeah, he's okay? doing his thing.
That defense is really good because that offense they have is limited. Jimmy G looked every bit of a backup quarterback, okay? They're trying to win games in spite of that dude and that touchdown pass to Deebo Samuel. I mean.
Hey, all he does is win games, man.
Okay.
He does win.
Okay. Anyway, I'm feeling good about this Cowboys defense going up against the Rams offense because it's so offensive line. They're playing with backups at the center and the guard, in both guard positions here. This league right now, you start thinking about it more and more, this league's got an issue with offensive line depth around the league.
Yeah, big time.
And this is not the defense to play if you can't protect your quarterback. If we saw it with the 49ers a week before. So I mean, maybe Micah will get a sack again. You know, I mean, it's been a minute. So yeah, I think Micah take somebody down.
I think they got to be licking their chops. I mean, because look, Stafford, he's a great quarterback in the pocket when nothing's around him. He got all the arm talent in the world, but I don't think he's even as mobile as Wentz was Wentz is. So to me, he's going to be a statue back there. And you talking about guys like, you know, D-Law, Parsons, those interior rush guys being able to get after this guy. He's going to be a statue back there. And I don't care how fast he's getting rid of the ball. Those guys ain't going to be open back there that quick. So I think this defensive line. This front seven as a whole, they got an opportunity to really eat on Matt Stafford and these Rams. I mean, similar to what they did against Washington out there. And they could have had a lot more sacks out there against Washington. So to me, they Dan Quinn and these boys, they got to be licking their chops. They're going to use Micah Parsons, the big briefcase, like a chess piece like they've been doing, having them all over the line, getting them matched up on the weakest offensive linemen. And I think they're going to take full advantage of it.
And let's just say they're going to throw the ball to Cooper Kupp.
You know, the man had 19 targets.
Let's just say they're going to go to Kupp whenever they back to pass. And so this is one of those matchups for Trayvon Diggs. I think, you know, the way that Matt Stafford is staring down Kupp in every situation, you know, that is his safety valve in his situations. And you saw that D'Amico Ryans, the homework that he had his guys doing, because when they went to that bunch formation on the side and that kid jumped the pass and ran it back for a pick six, and everybody's been saying all morning how great the homework had to have been for him to decipher that was where they were going. And, you know, again, I just feel like it's going to be a great matchup for us up front, but I also think it's going to even be a better matchup for us in the back half of our defense as they start to come along. But for our offense, you know, that one play to Deebo Samuels, to me, it kind of has said everything about how this Rams the lack of physicality for those guys. They did not want it. Mm-mm. And that shocked me. And, you know, for Jalen Ramsey, for all of the praise that he gets as a corner, man, he was ducking wreck.
Business decision.
He was ducking wreck. And, you know, I had to even look up Deebo Samuels. I'm like, man, you know, Deebo Samuels must be 230, 240. Oh, he's 6'2", 215. You know, so.
He wanted that smoke.
Now, he ain't want none of it. And so for Zeke, you know, obviously he's – and Zeke and Tony Pollard, man, they've got to be looking at this game, especially from where they went last week, not having much production. This is one where these guys can definitely have a bunch of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Because it's me, and I just got to push back just a little bit. Listen, Jalen Ramsey did miss that tackle on Deebo Samuel, but I saw him come up and make a couple more right after that. I'm talking about beating the blood, smack out you too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he looked like he didn't want any on that one. That was just a bad play for Jalen Ramsey. I think this is why I said I wanted to see what the Rams look like against the 49ers. This is the 49ers. This is a divisional game. 49ers and always get them problems.
Yes.
So you get to really see what this team is made of. And we saw it last night. The two things for us, like Hex said, is you can't block us. And then you don't have anybody except Cooper Kupp. So our defense ain't letting that happen. So no matter what happens, you already know your defense is going to keep you in the game.
Right.
We do have to respect their defense, because we know on their best day they could come out and they can
wreck shop.
Yes, and they can wreck shop. So you can respect their defense, but if I'm going defense for defense, I'm going ours. Yeah, so yeah. I think we got a shot to beat these guys. I don't think it's going to be anything crazy where it's going to be this high scoring game. It's going to be very similar to how you saw the Commanders game, how you saw the previous game before that, where we're playing defense and then Cooper Rush will then have to come in and make a play at the end to help us win this game. And shout out to our kicker too. We forgot to mention that yesterday.
He's been balling.
Maher's out there. Man, goodness gracious.
And what helps out our defense as well is, you know, Rams, they don't run the football.
No,
I mean, you got Akers, you got Henderson back there. Those are two capable backs, but for some reason, I don't know what's going on, but it's like it's Cooper Kupp centric. Like, if it ain't Cooper Kupp, I don't know what we're going to do with the Rock. You got decent receivers. Higbee, the tight end, is pretty decent out there. Allen Robinson, they just gave the bag to. So you would think they would use their other targets out there, but it's literally 19 targets for Cooper Kupp, and I think Higbee had 14. So they're not really pushing the ball down the field, and when you don't have a run game to back that up, these defensive linemen for the Cowboys are going to be able to pin their ears back, man.
Don't forget who Stafford is, okay? All right, Calvin Johnson was there. When you talk about a guy force-feeding guys, Stafford is a guy. All right, he's going to find his guy, and he's going to throw him the ball. And also, don't forget who Matthew Stafford is. That pick six, this is who Matthew Stafford has been.
Oh, yeah.
And this is who he was at the end of the season last year.
He was a giving away. They should never have made it to the Super Bowl. Safety just catches straight that punt. I mean, it's over with.
So he's one of those guys, when you play against him, you say, okay, he got the potential to really throw a lot of yards on you, but as a defender, he going to give us one.
Without a doubt.
He's a gunslinger.
That's what they call it.
A positive spin on it. He's a gunslinger.
Stafford, 48 attempts last night in San Francisco, and as far as rushing the football, 32 attempts, averaged 3.2 yards a carry. They simply couldn't run the football. They only ran for 57 yards. Ironically, the Niners only ran for 88 in the football game, but they had only 22 attempts. So just a couple more than what the Rams had. Bottom line is, you just can't win football games against the Cowboys if you can't run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to beat the Cowboys, we've seen this the last 2 years, you got to run the football, run it effectively. And you know what? Henderson and Akers are okay. Now, this isn't Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not what Gurley had when they beat the Cowboys, you know, a couple years ago out there in Los Angeles in the Coliseum in the playoffs. They can't do that. So, and tough to run the football with a bunch of backup dudes. Two backup guards in the center. I'm sorry. That's a tough thing to do in this league. So the defense should feel real good. Can Kellen Moore and company figure out how to block up Aaron Donald?
Yes.
And figure out a way to score some points. I'll say this, too, and this is something we didn't talk about. Tressway did a really good job for Washington in terms of putting the Cowboys in bad field position. In that football game, they just did not have a lot of great field position to start that game. Mm-hmm. Those are some long drives they had to make. So Johnny Hecker is no longer kicking for the Rams. He's gone. So just the ability to get some good field position is going to help you too. But I feel real good about this game right now.
You just reminded me of the thing that happened last night with the streaker.
I bet he didn't think that was going to happen.
Man, but did you see the dude that was chasing him at first? Like, he tore his ACL.
He did.
He did.
Boy ain't signed up for that. He was like, oh. Yeah.
Man, I wasn't supposed to be running today.
So there's a lawyer out in L.A. called, and his name is Sweet James. Got all these billboards on town. So if I'm the dude torn ACL, I call Sweet James. I'm going to sue this man. because I had to run on the field, hurt myself, and then if I'm the guy that Bobby Wagner hit, I'm going to sue Bobby Wagner in the National Football League because I was abused.
He was.
He was trespassing.
He got smoked. Hey,
so look, whatever you want.
Look.
Shouldn't have been out there. Dog bit you because you was in my yard. That's what happened.
It's LA. So they sue. It's LA. They sue.
You know, the other part I want to not pass over this is Jimmy Garoppolo and the criticism that he's gotten over the years. One of the things that I like when I was looking at this, I'm saying if Cooper Rush can stick to this, getting rid of the ball, he doesn't have to worry about that pass rush or Aaron Donald as much. And he did a damn good job of that, not being sacked last night at all either. So, and let's also mention the fact that San Francisco is missing a key piece on their offensive line,
Trent,
with Trent being out. So, I mean, that gave me a lot of confidence in that. But the 88 yards rushing, I was like, yeah, you know, they could have had more. And I take that Deebo Samuel's run as a long run. You know, that was a run, even though it was passed out to him. That's a running play also. But you're going to have to pick your shots. And I think Kellen Moore's going to have to be smart, but sticking behind this running game is going to have to be foremost against the Rams. But this is a game that I go into confidently knowing that, man, if the 49ers had 7 sacks and the amount of pressure that they put on them, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a test for our receivers as well. Because if you look at it, I think this is the best secondary they've gone against outside of Tampa Bay in week 1. I mean, you got a lot of capable corners on the Rams squad out there outside of Jalen Ramsey. So it'll be a good test for those wide receivers, see what Noah Brown and the boys can do.
The line went down. It was 6. Rams were favored by 6 before yesterday's game. Now I'm looking at it, it's down to 4.5. But I still come back into this whole thing of if you can't block, good luck.
Good luck.
I mean, you have to be able to block. These. I mean, first off, I'm Mike Parson. I'm going to Dan Quinn. Hey, man. A-cap.
That's right. You're
I mean, I'm looking crazy.
That's
Stafford. That's how you do. You know what? I'm coming. The line is hunting. I'm about to, you know, go to law. I'm going to be in Hollywood hunting. I mean, this is, I'm telling you, man, I've been 2 games without a sack. I mean,
we're feeling really good. Let's make sure we all understand that was a divisional game against a team that always gives them trouble.
Yeah.
All right. So what we saw, we just got to make sure we put that in the context. They have the ability to give up all those sacks and give up interceptions, but some with the four, like you said, how y'all were talking about, some with the Steelers and the Browns, and they can't go. It's something with the 49ers that the Rams just cannot get over. It's something with McVay. They just know.
And they know each other. Yeah. They know each other
Kyle
so well.
Kyle Shanahan probably taught Sean everything he knows. Right? Yeah. I mean, my daddy told we got the book we read. So obviously they know it. Let's get our break here, and let's talk about my coach when we come back here. With Danny McCray, Heckman Harrison,
coach?
Barry Church. I'm doing scores. This is Players Lounge on DallasCowboys.com. Radio.
He said my coach.
He did.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating your yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Head to AT&T Stadium on Saturday, October 22nd, to experience Rally Day presented by SeatGeek. Get ready to cheer on your Dallas Cowboys with tours of AT&T Stadium, ticket giveaways, games, inflatables, and more. Visit attstadium.com/rallydays for tickets and more information.
Thank you, Heckma Harrison, who's here on the Players Lounge, joined by former Cowboy safeties Barry Church and Danny McCray. I'm Newey Scruggs. All right, guys, this isn't good.
I was about to say, the way you left off, I was like, you finna come on with this BS.
from Nick Eatman of DallasCowboys.com, yeah. Veteran deep snapper Jake McQuaid is likely out for the season with a torn triceps injury. Mm. The Cowboys worked out some snappers today, possibly signing to the practice squad. So, there you go. That's not good. This was Bone Fossil's deep snapper that he brought over, and they let go of LP Latasur. I don't know who they brought. I don't
just
know.
Talking to him. Call him up.
So, I don't know who. I don't know who
he's
the
golfing.
Snappers were.
He's golfing in Argyle.
we know a guy.
You need me to call? I got him.
We know a guy.
Perfection.
Yeah. We know a guy. Quit playing around.
At least it happened earlier in the week. Y'all seen what was that? Was that Cincinnati where their long snapper got hurt during the game? And they couldn't make a good snap from there.
I don't know who it was. I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that
happened earlier in the week.
Kansas City lost their kicker a game too. Mm. When was it safety?
Yeah,
it
was Reed. Safety. Reed was
he went
kicking
out there, kicking them through the end zone. Jeff Heath, baby, .2.
Call LP up, man.
Yeah, listen. That's what you don't want, man. You don't. It's the little things like that. Seems like it's the long snapper. That's what people outside of here be thinking. Until you got to kick a field goal, which helped us win the game last week, right? We made sure we got down there and we ended with a kick and we hit those field goals. And all of a sudden, if you don't have confidence as a kicker and your long snapper, that's when you start seeing things go awry. And now you got to make a decision. Hey, should we go for it on fourth down? Should we not? The same situation we were in when these dudes was out there missing all the kicks during training camp. So this is a big thing.
And should be something that keep your coach up at night. So they are trying to find a long snapper.
Mm. Ain't as easy as it looks.
Now, this is just me. Maher, LP Latasur, they do know each other. Obviously, you know, anger wasn't here when LP Latasur was here, the holder, but you know, there's an operation, they understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a partner because that's a, you know, that you guys know, that's, these are three amigos. They work together all the time. So if you bring back LP Latasur, which I'm imagining a guy like Will McClay got on the phone with LP
ASAP.
Because you know him, he knows you and everything else. And look, this is just me. I don't think LP did anything to lose his job.
All right.
This was a favoritism deal, okay? Yeah. This was 100% fair. That was Fossil's guy. He brought in Jake McQuaid, and he brought in Greg Zuerlein, and the operation was okay.
And LP was good in coverage, too, now. Because it's not just field goals. It's also punt, all right? So you got to be able to cover both of those things. We seen dudes mess up the punt team, and it wasn't a snapper. Then the dude kicked the ball and hit the PP in the butt and all that stuff. Special teams is a big thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you may think it's small, but we need a guy who can be good on punt team and good on field goal team.
Consistent. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if LP had a bad snap. I mean, 16 years? Nah. That dude was pretty consistent, man, when it came to it.
And make tackles on punt team.
Yes, sir.
So you know a guy.
Yeah.
Got a guy.
I know a guy.
There's a guy available. So I don't know. How old is LP now? Do we know?
Mm. He was up there when we came in, so he got to be –
Yeah, he ain't too old to snap that ball. That's what I know.
High 30s. I give him high 30s.
He ain't too old to snap it.
Yeah, he should.
You know, him and, y'all play golf together?
I haven't played with him yet, but okay. I was just talking to that man last week. Just shooting
tomorrow,
the
you
know
out tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm out tomorrow. Okay. I'm on assignment.
Invite him to the golf outing that you're going to, okay?
Church, where are you going to be signing autographs for the fans?
I'm on assignment.
What course can they play you at, Church?
Glen Eagles.
Well, I tell you. You're not a partner. No.
That's what that money do, man. That money.
Man, a man came in here with gold. Come on, man. You already knew how he was coming.
I asked him.
Come on, do that.
I asked him
you become a professional player and an avid golfer. Mm-hmm. What kind of role do you take out there?
What you mean?
Bankroll. What kind of role do you take?
Oh, I don't bet like I ain't that good. So I ain't betting no bread just yet.
We can't even get him to play Tonk for over $200. Yeah, all the money he
has. Him. I mean, arms are short.
He lose 105. I'm talking about he be mad. I'm out. Home. I'd be like, bro, where you going? You made 30 minutes.
I got these short arms. They can't reach in them pockets, man. They're
every time he count, he be moving his chips. I'd be like, bro, you still got $100 right there. Man, cash me out.
Cash me out.
How many times you play with Romo?
Played with Romo? Yeah. One time. Yeah.
What was that like?
He's unreal. I ain't gonna lie. He's nice. He's nice.
I like
he's
guys like a, he's give a, him the props.
He's like a little bit, I mean, scratch maybe a little bit better, so he's always either maybe one or two over or even.
Does Tony talk when he's
not
playing?
Really, nothing crazy. He don't talk stuff like that. Now, he might win his, preferred golfing group. He might be going back and forth. But with us, he was chilling.
Oh, you not preferred?
Nah, I ain't that good yet, man. I ain't preferred yet. You know what I'm saying?
You getting better, though. You on your way.
Yeah, I'm on the way. I'm on the way.
You getting better, man.
If they let me golf around here a little bit, I might be better. You know what I'm saying?
Are you here tomorrow?
Of course. Come on now.
Okay, Heck was here.
You know what time it is, man.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Hey, look.
Me and Heck here all week. Mm-hmm. Y'all two will be out. You know
about
what I'm saying?
Friday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
I've got school as I'm reading about this one of these cases. Yeah. You know all about these cases you got to read. So, yeah, man, I'll be in school, man. Got two exams coming up. So.
You know, the guy came in here and I asked BC what kind of shirt he had on. And he said a design. I had to Google that. I never heard of that. I never heard of that before.
Is it silk? Can you feel it?
I don't even want to touch it.
Yeah. I don't even want to
leave a handprint on that thing.
Old school cotton.
Egyptian, huh?
It's a Picasso.
Can I talk about my coach?
Please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, who is your coach?
Who is your coach this week?
This
is the question.
Talk about the most valuable asset in the building.
Here we go.
Who was that?
Dan Quinn.
Okay.
Dan Quinn.
All right. Now, because I saw you retweet something about Mike McCarthy and giving him his praise earlier today, so I didn't know if it was going to be, Mike McCarthy or not.
Yeah. No, so I was driving home, and 105.3 The Fan brought up my question to Jerry after the game about, hey.
What did you ask Jerry? What did you do, Nui? You did something.
Always.
I didn't do anything other than ask him, basically. With a performance like this, you've got to know he's going to be a head coach again.
Okay.
People are going to come get Dan Quinn.
Okay.
These are probably your last games with him. Mm. Do you understand? Do you understand? As a general, and as I was really trying to get the point, as a general manager, you got a list. Do you understand that you're going, if you lose him, you're going to lose staff as well? Like, what are you doing? It's basically a question I'd asked earlier this summer. And Jerry still didn't. First off, Jerry didn't get it. He's like, "Well, I made sure we paid him this year, and he's paid handsome." I'm like, "Nah, Jerry, I don't care about this year." It's like, "What are you going to do next year?"
Yeah,
because you got to know this man. You got lucky and you brought him back, but it's not going to happen again. Mm-hmm. And as a general manager of your team, you've got to start thinking about that. He's not going to be here. Who do I make my defensive coordinator? And when he's the head coach, he's snatching people with him,
right?
Because that's just what coaches do. So. That's my thought process. If I'm the general manager, right, this is something else on my plate. They always talk about like, hey, if you're a good general manager or an athletic director, you got a list.
Right.
You got a list that you're looking at here. I would advise Jerry at this point in time, if you hadn't started thinking about the list, think about the list. Because your most valuable asset could leave.
Who's second in command under DC, under Quinn?
Witt.
Who's your Witt? Witt.
Yeah, you've
got Witt.
Retired Witt.
So you got Witt. Okay, now.
He's staying here.
He giving the bag a little bit.
You going with your guy.
And that was my next thing. And so Joe Witt could say, hey, man, he's the head coach.
So he's going to be that DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then you ask yourself this. Let's say Dan Quinn gets a 4 or 5 year deal. Where do you feel more confident you'll be able to be the next 4 or 5 years? Rolling with Dan Quinn, your guy, or here with Mike McCarthy?
It also depends on what assets they got over there. Because you don't want to be the DC of a team that ain't nowhere near as talented as this Dallas Cowboys team.
Oh, Dan Quinn ain't leaving. This is what we talked about. Remember, hey, man. should I go to Chicago? Nah. I don't know if I'll take that job because of the assets that they or the lack thereof that they have. Like, I believe that the only way that Dan Quinn leaves here is if the situation is perfect.
Right. Somewhere he's going where there's already talent.
Got a quarterback. You got some receivers.
But what team is that, though?
Yeah,
like, we're talking about, like, this perfect situation. What team is
but
that?
But, no, let me ask you this, though. As far as what he's being paid right now, he's being paid like a head coach in the NFL, right?
All right. That's fine. But if you're David Tepper, the Carolina Panthers, you know what it's going to take. You already know. Hey, the agent's going to let you know what the price is. And so whether or not you're going to meet it is going to be up to you. So you're going to have to meet price. You're also probably going to have to minimum give him control of the 53 and who knows what else that that Dan Quinn is going to want to have in terms of drafting players, because we clearly see that he and Will McClay have been able to have a fantastic working relationship in terms of bringing in, you know, talent. Now, I'll say this. I'm just giving Carolina as an example. He hired Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule was able to go hire his own general manager.
Right.
Matt Rhule not going to be there. GM probably going too. If I'm Dan Quinn, you know what I do? Hey, man, you hire me, need you bring in Will McClay, too.
Mm. Man, you're going too far with this, man. You're going way too far. You need to
we'll
back up.
That,
wait
we'll
a minute.
We'll
I was with you.
What you talking about?
Let me finish.
Nah, I don't know. I was with you. You had us in. He had us in like this, too.
On the next play.
Yeah.
Man, what we
talking about? Come on, man.
So you're going to tell me, if you're Dan Quinn, okay, yourself in Dan Quinn's shoes, and you're going to take a job that you wouldn't want to try to bring Will McClay with you.
But he ain't going. Ain't no way.
I didn't say he was. I'm telling you what I would tell him if I was David Tepper. That's all I'm saying. Hey, David.
That's what you should be telling Jerry. I'm leaving. Can I take Will?
Now.
Let me tell you something. We know how Jerry is about people who he consider family members, all right? Mm-hmm. He'll go to war.
And if I'm Will, you know what I say? Yeah, he asked me. He asked me. I'd like to stay, but, you know.
Let me tell you something. Will,
Jimbo Fisher type, I need $95 million for 10 years to stay.
Will knows exactly what he has coming up. He knows exactly what that is. That's the reason why he's still here.
How about this? In a situation like this, if you're Dan Quinn, you've already had a head coaching job at Atlanta. You saw how that went. You got close to the success that you wanted. You know that a head coaching job is on the horizon for you, and you're looking for the perfect situation. What if this is your perfect situation? Not yet as a head coach, but as an assistant. You got all the talent. Look at the talent that he has as a defensive coordinator. Look at he basically can walk to the front office, talk to guys like Will McClay. When this draft is coming up, he can pick his guys. He has the pick of the litter, not only in free agency, but also in the draft. So why would you even set a situation where you would go into that, where the tenure as a head coach for a team may not be but 3 or 4 years?
Unfinished business.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
he want another shot.
Unfinished business.
But what if the finish, if you get that business right here, you win a Super Bowl.
He's already won a Super Bowl as a coordinator.
Yeah, he won a head coach.
Man, I'm trying to talk this man off the ledge, man. Would you please help me?
Oh, he on that ledge. He started this whole...
Once you start talking about Will McClay, I'm
what's going on, man? He started that. He brought the Sean Payton stuff in here. Now he bringing Will McClay stuff in here.
What's wrong with you, man?
Let's do it, man.
You know what, man? I got a media man show to do at 3 o'clock, so you all got to get out of my studio.
Man, don't try that on them, man. It died right here, man.
I'm
going to leave this with you. I'm going to leave that with you, man, because you done ate too much of it. All right, because you talking about what Heck drinking. You
Heckman Harrison, Barry Church is not here tomorrow. Catch Barry Church at Glen Eagles Golf Course.
Hey, man, drunk, man.
Hitting him in the bunkers.
Hate.
I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
I hate your guts.
Brought to you by...
Only guy that has a rake in his golf bag.
Welcome to the Player Haters Ball, all right?
Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. Goodbye.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!